Well, anyone that's been to Salt Spring knows that it can be a challenging island to cycle on. It is hilly and has a lot of narrow, bumpy roads and just 1 kilometer of paved bike path. Over the years, there have been many serious collisions involving cyclists. Here's the story of one of them.
My name is Sierra Lundy, and I was born and raised on Salt Spring Island. I love to bike, but I got in a huge, huge car accident that actually altered my my entire career path and my life in a lot of senses when I had just turned 16 years old. So what happened to me is I was biking down Fulford Ganges Road. Car was coming up, turning onto Bettis, and we collided. I was going pretty fast. I was going around 50 kilometers per hour down the hill with the traffic. Some witnesses said that I flew so high that I almost touched the power lines. I had about 15 breaks, fractures in my shoulder, my pelvis, my wrist. My entire foot got shattered and broken, and I also had brain injury that made it extremely difficult to concentrate. But it just took years and years and years and years of rehabilitation and therapies. And so after my accident, I didn't end up getting back on a bike until about 6 years later. It was awful. It really was awful. For a long time, I didn't ride on roads. And even now, I mostly ride on the Galloping Goose Trail in Victoria because it's just so great for bikers. I also tried biking one time on Salt Spring Island, actually this year, for the first time ever. And it was not fun. It was terrifying, just as I remembered it, but worse, obviously, because I've now had this whole thing happen to me.
That's Sierra Lundy, who grew up on Salt Spring. Her story is one of five in a new video being used to lobby BC's Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure, calling on them to widen the shoulders of Salt Spring's major roads to accommodate cyclists. Brenda Guild is guiding the project. She is a Salt Spring resident, an advocate for road and cycling infrastructure, and a former longtime board member with the Island Pathways Group. Hello, Brenda.
Yeah, good afternoon.
That's a pretty harrowing story we just heard. How common are stories like that on Salt Spring?
Well, you know, for about 15 years, I was keeping track of the number of people I knew that had altercations with vehicles, as one of the video cyclists said, and there were about a dozen. And I thought, am I the only one who knows these walking wounded among us? And some of them sustained some pretty extensive injuries, pretty expensive work in terms of their own lives as well as in costs. So I just thought, you know, this is where the rubber hits the road. And what we really need on Salt Spring is consistent shoulders. The shoulders go from nothing to gravel to drop-offs to 0.6-meter sort of paved to that, to, you know, and then the pavement on the riding side, the left side, the driving lanes, it's all, there's many places it's all cracked up. So it's quite harrowing, not only for cyclists, but it's really nerve-wracking for drivers as well, because they don't know a cyclist is riding safely beside them on a piece of pavement, and then all of a sudden there's nothing and the cyclist has to move over onto the road or fall in a ditch. So, you know, it's just we're asking for consistency.
Now, Salt Springs roads fall under the jurisdiction of the BC Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure, so unlike in sort of bigger communities where this would be a municipal issue. You've said that for the better part of the last few decades, the roads have been neglected. What makes you say that?
Well, the backstory to that is that there's been two referendums on Salt Spring Island incorporating the entire thing, and one in 2002 and one in 2017. They were resoundingly declined, and part of that not wanting to incorporate is that we have 265 kilometers of roads, which is about the same that the city of Victoria has, but we have about 1/8 the population. And a lot of these roads are, they used to be old wagon trails, and they haven't really been engineered. So MOTI for the previous 20 years was saying that and sometimes the personnel even said this directly to Salt Spring people, no, we're just going to do maintenance and emergency work. We're not going to do more than that because you're going to incorporate and take over your roads. So we had a referendum in 2017 on which the BC government spent millions of dollars to try to convince us that incorporating would be good. And they threw in a few promises about fixing roads that wouldn't have begun to do too much, but, you know, promises are promise and most appreciated. And they said that they will follow through on that. So, you know, there's just been a lot of years of neglect hoping for this political change.
You are now, in addition to asking the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure to do something, you're lobbying the Ministry of Health and sending this video to them. Why?
Well, they pick up the pieces, don't they? You know, these people, Sierra said, and the others were in rehab for these are million-dollar problems, you know, and it makes sense that the Ministry of Health is kind of tired of picking up the pieces. I mean, ICBC can pay out, but then there's years and years of rehab. So it doesn't show up on the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure's books, but it shows up from the taxpayers' pockets. And MOTI is advocating, you know, is working now to improve active transportation and is really pro-cycling and vulnerable road users getting out there. What we're asking for is that at least on the main route between Fulford, Ganges, and Vesuvius, that they step up and at least bring our roads up to their minimal acceptable standards.
There are
maybe some pressure from the Ministry of Health, because they're paying the millions on that side. Maybe those millions would be better put into fixing our neglected infrastructure.
What do you hear from them when you ask for this?
Well, I sent a number of letters about this. It's been a slow way of doing it because I want to give them an opportunity to get out in front of this. And they have said that they will do about two-thirds, three-quarters of the main road between the two main ferry terminals from Fulford to Vesuvius. But that was the promise of the previous minister. So we have her saying that, but will they follow through, and when will they follow through? And, you know, there's a flip side to this as well. There's a really bright side to this, which is the 20 kilometers to Salt Spring Island is a chunk of the main loop of what we call the Salish Sea Trail Network. It's about 250 kilometers that links the whole of the south coast and all of the communities and five ferry routes, and Salt Spring is the last little bit. So we're not, as Little Salt Spring, asking for piles of money for us. It's because it's for this government a beautiful legacy project, and it connects all these communities. It's there's just so many benefits, and it's just so glorious. It's amazing.
Well, Brenda, we have put in a request to speak to the Minister of Transportation tomorrow. We'll find out what he says, and we'll let you know. But thank you for joining us to raise this issue with us today.
Well, and very quickly, for those who are interested, look up, web search Salish Sea Trail Network. There's a petition you could sign if you're interested. But otherwise, you can just read more about it and see the map and get excited, because it's just an amazing possibility to get it all connected and working for us.
Okay, thanks so much, Brenda.
Thank you. Bye.
Brenda Guild is an advocate for road and cycling infrastructure on Salt Spring Island. If you want to view the video that she has been sharing with the ministries, you can find it on YouTube. It's called Road Smarts with 5 SSI Cyclists.